Brad Fuel at Triple M. Jane Day for breakfast, 13 to 8. Thanks to the 100% electric Nissan Leaf, now available at North Jacklin. A pressure test, we'll play that after 8 o'clock this morning here on Triple M.
Okay, now you're trying to tell me that people can actually be reported for dumping stuff out of the window.
Of the car?
Yeah, while they're driving.
Hmm. I would dob. If I saw you do it, I would dob on you.
Okay.
Well, I would expect the same. If I did it, I would expect somebody to say to me, yep, okay, you've done the wrong thing, you should get a fine.
But how can they prove it?
Want to know if this is a thing, you know anything about this, Jim and Uralee? Morning, mate.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, good. What do you know about this?
Well, I don't know a lot, but I know that cigarette smokers, unfortunately, are a curse on the environment. And they don't give a damn what they do with their cigarette butts. They just drop them anywhere they like. I think we should take a leaf out of Singapore's book, where smokers have got to carry their own ashtrays. And if they get caught dumping in a cigarette butt in the street, I think it's an automatic $200 fine.
That would stop it. Absolutely.
Well,
stop it.
The fact is that if you have a look around, take a walk up the main street and have a look at the amount of cigarette butts that are just discarded and thrown. Where do they end up? Mm. They end up in our creeks and rivers and also in the ocean.
See, that's the issue there.
Oh, I get all that. I get all that. But, you know, the cops would have to fine them. Yeah, you can't just dob them in.
Kylie, can you get fined for this if you're throwing something out the window?
It most certainly is. You can call council and report illegal dumping and littering.
Yeah. Oh, I know about the illegal dumping and the littering there, but not out of the window.
Yes, absolutely, you can.
Yeah, that's littering and dumping. You're dumping rubbish or cigarette butts out your window. That's illegally dumping.
But that's correct.
Hang on a second. You've got to have video evidence if you're doing that in the car.
Well, it helps, yes, but yeah. It can be investigated by the environmental health officers.
Okay. You sound like you know your stuff.
I have previously worked at council, yes.
Okay, well, you know your stuff. I'm taking that as a win. Thank you for that, Kylie. Told you. So, yeah. Let's go to Ruben, 13:27.
Still not convinced. G'day, Ruben in Blacks Beach. How you doing?
I'm well, mate. Yourself?
Good. What do you know about this?
Yeah, I had a friend a couple of years ago got a ticket in the mail for throwing a cigarette butt out the window.
Yep.
Yeah, but you could.
Did they have video?
No, all they gave him was his registration of his car.
Look, somebody could say anything, and that would happen. So how can they prove it, though?
Well, that's it. He didn't have any proof, but apparently it goes on word of mouth.
Okay,
all right.
But he definitely got a ticket for throwing a cigarette butt out the window.
Okay, thanks for that, Ruben.
Told you. Thanks for your call.
They might have got the what's he?
Yeah, the fine, but you don't do it.
I contest it.
Oh, my God. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M McKay with Sundays. Of course you would. It's 10 to 8, Jane Day for
Triple M's Kennedy Malloy.